Steen Metz, Jewish Holocaust survivor. Steen Metz was born in Odense, Denmark to proud parents, Magna and Axel Metz. Since his town didn't have a Jewish synagogue or a school, he was not brought up in the Jewish faith. At that time, Jews comprised only 0.2% of the country's population and were well integrated into Danish society. Steen attended a public Lutheran school. This was Denmark's official religion. For Steen, the war began when he was almost 5 years old. It became increasingly more frightening when he, at age 8, heard soldiers with guns knocking on his family's door. Steen Metz and his parents were arrested and deported to the Seinstadt concentration camp on October 2, 1943. He was a young child, only 8 years old, when he was forced to leave his family home. This Nazi camp was the scene of constant hunger, brutal living conditions and death. Steen's father Axel died of starvation after less than 6 months after their arrival. Some 15,000 Jewish children passed through their Seinstadt. Steen is one of fewer than 1,200 who survived. He was lucky. Der Seinstadt was established by the SS during World War II in the fortress town of Terezin. Der Seinstadt served as a way station to the extermination camps. The SS, Schutzstaffel, protection squadrons, became a virtual state within a state in Nazi Germany, staffed by German men who considered themselves the racial elite of Nazi Germany's future. Steen's mother Magna and young Steen spent a total of 18 months in their Seinstadt. They were liberated on April 15, 1945 by the Red Cross white buses. The Swedish Red Cross white bus rescue was a mission by the Swedish Red Cross and the Danish government to rescue prisoners, survivors of Nazi concentration camps, in the last months of World War II. Steen's and his mother's exit from this horrible camp happened just 1 month prior to the scheduled launch of the camp's newly installed gas chamber. Der Seinstadt camp ghetto existed for a total of 3.5 years, between November 24, 1941 and May 9, 1945. During its existence, Der Seinstadt served three purposes. 1. It served as a transit camp for Jews whom the Germans deported to killing centers. Concentration camps and forced labor camps in German-occupied Poland, Belarusia, and the Baltic states. 2. It was a ghetto labor camp where the SS deported and then incarcerated certain categories of Jews, based on their age, disability as a result of past military service, and other cultural life. 3. It served as a holding pen for Jews headed for the gas chambers. It was expected that the poor conditions there would hasten the deaths of many, until the SS and police could deport the survivors to killing centers in the east. When Steen's family arrived at their Seinstadt, all of their jewelry and money, which the soldiers encouraged them to bring, were confiscated. His parents were separated from each other, which was frightening for the small boy. Then, Steen was placed in a filthy barrack with his mother and other women and children. Der Seinstadt was sometimes called the model camp, and the Nazis used the camp as a propaganda tool to convince representatives from Denmark and the International Red Cross that they were not mistreating the Jews they were imprisoning. They publicly stated that the purpose for the deportation of the Jews from Germany was their resettlement to the east. Der Seinstadt was even described as a spa town where elderly German Jews could retire in safety. In truth, an estimated 33,000 Jewish people were murdered in this spa camp. And nearly 90,000 more Jews were deported to points further east to a certain death. The deportations to Der Seinstadt were, however, part of the Nazi strategy of deception. In reality, the ghetto was a place to gather Jewish people for deportations to killing camps in Nazi-occupied Eastern Europe. Despite the horrific living conditions and the constant threat of deportation in this camp, Der Seinstadt had an incredible cultural life. Top-shelf Jewish artists, talent from all across Eastern Europe, created drawings and paintings, some of them displaying the ghetto's dark reality. Writers, professors, musicians, and actors gave lectures, concerts, and theater performances. 15,000 children passed through Der Seinstadt. Although forbidden to do so, most children attended private school lessons. They painted pictures, wrote poetry, and tried to maintain normalcy. Approximately 90% of these children were murdered. Miraculously, Steen and his mother survived their time in their Sionstadt and were liberated by the Red Cross in April 1945. They returned to their hometown and resumed their lives, with Steen even returning to his old school. As an adult, Steen left Denmark for England and later moved to Canada before locating to the United States in 1962. Steen and his wife Eileen, now deceased, have two daughters and four grandchildren. Steen frequently speaks to students in public schools about his Holocaust experiences in an attempt to prevent the occurrence of future Holocausts. Steen and his wife raised their daughters in Deerfield, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. He continued his work in the food industry, working for companies such as Sara Lee, Kraft, and McCormick. Steen retired in 1999. He is a member of the Speakers Bureau at the Illinois Holocaust Museum Education Center in Skokie, Illinois. Steen says, "Like many Holocaust survivors, I kept my war experiences private for many years. In 2011, I was ready to share my story when I completed my memoirs, including a self-published book, A Danish Boy in Their Sionstadt. You can also read about other Danish children who were in Nazi captivity to give you historical background. It is now my life's work to share my experiences with as many people as possible. I'm determined to keep the stories and memories alive. Since 2012, I have made over 850 group presentations and reached over 130,000 people, mostly students. Initially, I spoke to students at middle and high schools, colleges, and universities, including an invitation to Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Over time, I have also spoken at public libraries, senior centers, and other civic organizations." Steen has said this is the last generation who will meet Holocaust survivors. So he encourages everyone who hears his story to tell four other people in an effort to keep history alive.